Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Love as sweet as clover, and every kiss was fresh as morning rain. But today you tell me it's all over, and my heart is burdened down with pain. So cold, dear, and to know our love's beyond repair. But I'll not cheapen what was pure as gold, dear. You don't love me, but I'll always care. God will teach me to forget you, and maybe time will wash the tears away. But I wonder, will someone still pet you when the years have turned your hair to gray? Sorrow that we had to share, and in dreams I guess I'll always own you. You don't love me, but I'll always care.
A great Leon Rouse. What's that for Benny Fred Kothman down there in Menard, Texas tonight? He loves Leon Rouse and the music of the Texas Playboys, and certainly I do too, without a doubt. And you don't love me, but I just don't care here at KNL, the Hits Radio program for tonight. Here's one for my friend Harry Mitchell. Harry, always good to visit with Harry. And Harry's a great Ernest Tubb fan, and I am too. Let's go back and back up a song that E.T. recorded. I guess he did this back in, I'm going to guess, I'm not exactly sure what year. This was. This would have been the late 60s, I think, 68, 69, when he cut this particular song. Just give me one more memory.
Just me one more memory, that's all I ask of you. To see you once again would mean a lot to me. We'll pretend I'm just a friend that you once knew. So please be there and give me one more memory. Now hello darling, I'm just passing through this way. Thought I'd call you up, I haven't long to stay. If you'll meet me in our same old meeting place, I promise you that I won't speak of yesterday. Just give me one more memory, that's all I ask of you. To see you once again would mean a lot to me. We'll pretend I'm just a friend that you once knew. So please be there and give me one more memory. Ah, Steve, now. The choice you made so long ago, and if you're happy, dear, that's all I need to know. I'm not here to cause you any misery, but if I could see you, I'd have one more memory. Just give me one more memory, that's all I ask of you. To see you once again would mean a lot to me. We'll pretend I'm just a friend that you once knew. So please be there and give me one more memory. So please be there and give me one more memory.
So please be there and just give me one more memory. There's one, of course, from E.T. and all the troubadours. I believe when Stewart recorded that, had to hit on that before E.T. did it. I think Wynn recorded it in the early 1960s, 62, 63. I think E.T. cut it about 68, 69, something like that. But Wynn recorded it for Challenge Records. I loved the Challenge Records label. They had some great stuff on there. Of course, when Stewart recorded stuff on there, as did his singing partner Jan Howard, had some great stuff on Challenge Records. If you're ever looking up record label things, Challenge Records has a great history without a doubt. Got the Hits Radio Show. I had a request for anything by Buck Owens tonight. Picked up this song from Buck. Hadn't played this in quite a while. And this actually goes out to Molly, who is tuned in with us tonight in Arlington, Texas. Molly Greenway listening to us. She sent us a message, said she was enjoying the program tonight, and asked if we could sneak in a Buck Owens song tonight. And so, Molly, happy to do that for you, dear. Here's one called Big in Vegas.
When I was young, left my home and went away to Vegas. With my guitar and my dreams, I had to try to play and sing in Vegas. But my mama told me I was wrong, and she begged me at home. But my will was strong and I had to make it big in Vegas. They'll put my name up in lights where I'm playing, and the lines out in front will be long. I'll get a stand. When I turn them on in Vegas, well, I've played every honky-tonk and smoky bar in Vegas, and I guess that I don't have what it takes
for Las Vegas. But my dreams still linger on, though my faith is almost gone. But my will is strong and I gotta make it big in Vegas.
They'll put my name
when I turn them on in Vegas.
La 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 la, big in Vegas. La 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 la, big in Vegas.
Tracy, this is Carol Avant.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to dedicate a song to Leroy.
Sure.
A tribute. He's not here anymore. He died last week.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But I want to dedicate a song to him.
Okay.
But thank you for touching my life, please.
I'll sure do it for you.
Thank you, Tracy.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. My condolences.
Thank you, Tracy.
You smiled for a while. I'll never forget you till my heart runs out of time. Oh, 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 thank you for touching my life. You came into my life like a smile on the face of an innocent child. We walked along together a while, and your touch made the pathway worthwhile. Though I knew someday soon you would go, darling, one thing I want you to know. You touched my heart, my soul, and my mind. Making me smile for a while. I'll never forget you till my heart runs out of time. Oh, 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 thank you for touching my life. Thank you for touching my
I'm Chris.
And I'm Taylor.
And we're the Malpas Brothers. You're listening to KNEL FM 95.3.
In Brady, Texas, with Tracy Pitcox.
We're going to try that one more time with the Malpas Brothers. It's such a great introduction from Chris and Taylor, and then we get a little foul up there. So let's get the Malpas Brothers in here to do a little song called "Which One of Us Is to Blame." This is an old Wilburn Brothers hit from many years ago, but the Malpas Brothers do it so very well. Daryl McCall also had a really good version of this song.
And I can't put the blame on you. I wouldn't if I could. We made ourselves the gossip of the town. The things we've done can only bring us shame. We let our passion drag our honor down. Is to blame. I wonder which one of us is to blame.
Come in with the sun,
Somebody just kind of led me away. Loretta Lynn for you. Loretta, they had a big fundraising event this past Monday night at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, and they raised just under $1 million in Loretta Lynn's name for the flood that they had up in Waverly and around the Hurricane Mills area here about a month ago. And Loretta called on some of her friends to come out and sing, Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood and Keith Urban and a lot of those folks. Reba McEntire came out to sing at the Grand Ole Opry House and raised I think the last tally I saw was $933,000, and money was still coming in. So Loretta was very proud of that, and I don't blame her. $1 million concert, that's not a bad deal at all. Got the Hits Radio program. Nan and Jan wanted to hear one from Landon Dodd tonight. They're going to Branson with us in a couple of weeks. Looking forward to that. Here's one called I Came Home to Face the Music.
Tell me where I belong. I'll have one more beer, listen to one more song. Then I gotta go face the music at home. Once a week's alright. She'll say it's just Monday. I'll say, where is this week flown? When I gotta go face the music at home. Gotta go face the music. Mama's gonna play me at home. She's gonna sing me the facts of life.
Zane, I'm doing good, buddy. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, just fine. Just headed back home from Brownwood.
Awesome.
I wanted to know if you'd play a song for Collins for me.
Well, of course.
All right. I want to play your Big Diamonds from my old golfing, buddy.
I bet I can do that for you.
All right. Well, have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Zane. Right, tell Collins hello for me.
Big blue diamonds on her finger, instead of that little band of gold. Big diamonds, big blue diamonds tell a story of a love that no one man could ever hold. She wanted more.
loving. Big diamonds, big blue diamonds are so cold. She wanted more than I had money to buy, so she left me for a stranger, I've been told. Well, big diamonds, big blue diamonds, now she's traded for the love behind that little band of gold. For the love behind that little band of gold.
There's a big brown cloud in the city, the countryside to sin. The price of life is too high to give up. It's gotta come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew when we find out how to burn the water and the gasoline car is gone. When an airplane flies without any fuel and the sunlight heats our home. One of these days when the air clears up and the sun comes shining through, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. All right, Marky. To get a happy, I just think about what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then they won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door, does what he says he'll do, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
Little Merle Haggard for you. Heard from Scott Haggard this week, Merle's son. Always good to hear from him. He's worked some great shows for us and just a great singer, and people really enjoy him whenever he comes to the heart of Texas. We're always very happy to hear from him, too. Daryl and Mona McCall will be in Paris, Texas this weekend, working a show up in Paris. I think they're heading out tomorrow, as a matter of fact. I've got tied up and got some other stuff going this weekend, so I'm going to miss that show. But if you're up around Paris, Texas, be sure and check the Daryl McCall show out. I know you'll be thoroughly entertained. Daryl's going to do some harmony work on this particular song right here with Mr. Billy Walker, called Faded Lights and Lonesome People. It'd take a whole lot of this right here to hurt a man, I guarantee you.
There's a place, yeah, I always go, where every night's the same. When I walk in, the lights are dim, so I don't feel ashamed. The faded lights will hide the tears that fall so constantly, and all the people in the place are lonesome just like me. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, their love affairs have ended much too soon. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, the sound of laughter as you walk across the floor. But it's just to hide the loneliness they can't bear no more. And as the music fills the room, you sit and wonder why some people's hearts are broken and some people talk to cry. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, their love affairs have ended much too soon. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, you'll find a broken heart in every corner of the room.
Yeah, called Faded Lights and Lonely People. Always love that song. Billy Walker for you. Play that for Kelly Brooks and Kenneth Knight up there in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And they always listen to us on the Hits Radio program. And it's always good to have them around, without a doubt. Hey, I got a kick out of Jeff Bedwell. His kids called in, I guess, a week or two ago on the Hits Radio show and requested something. And he texted me later in the night and told me that they were listening to the program. And so he told them, he said, well, we'll call the request line tonight. And so he said he had a fun time explaining to his little kids what a request line was. And I reminded me of a little story years ago. We were with Loretta. I think it was in Fort Worth, and Loretta's granddaughter was there, and she was just kind of getting started in the business, doing some singing. This wasn't Taylor. This was one of the other grandkids that was there that night, and so she asked me. Emmy Rose was her name. Is her name rather? And she said, "Well, how do you know my grandmother?" And I said, "Well, I said I'm a disc jockey, and I said I've known your grandmother since I was a kid." And she said, "A disc jockey?" She said, "What is a disc jockey?" I said, "Well, a disc jockey is just a term for somebody that just plays records and doesn't really have a job." And so I don't know if she ever quite understood what I did or not. But anyway, it was good to hear from them, and good to know that some folks are raising up another generation to know what request lines are and to know what disc jockeys are, too, without a doubt. And speaking of request lines, let's go to the phone calls.
Yes, how are you doing tonight, Tracy?
Oh, I feel great tonight.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear a few songs, please.
Okay.
The Paycheck, The Outlaw's Prayer.
Okay.
And anything by Miss Bertie Normandy.
Oh, we'll do it for you tonight.
I sure appreciate it. You have a blessed evening.
I appreciate you calling in.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door, started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, Lord, I know it don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time. A while ago I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. Then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, sing, shove it. You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, and sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds, to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Hi, everybody. This is Norma Jean, Porter Wagoner's old sidekick, and you're listening to KNEL FM 95.3 to the Tracy Pitcock Show. Best in the world. Don't you dare miss it. Don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Yes, if you haven't played it yet, could you play Cherokee Fiddle?
Cherokee Fiddle. I'll do it for you by Johnny Lee.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for requesting it.
Bye. Bye.
Up his pole, little upside down, orange blossom special. 'Cause if you wanna make a living, you gotta put on a good show. When he smells smoke and the cinders, slick back his hair. Miners. Devil's Dream was a song they understood. Then he'd go back to Oklahoma. He'd wait till the train was running and the weather was good. When he smelled the smoke and the cinders, he slicked back his head. Cowboys, and the cowboys are putting leather and turquoise on, and the music is sold by lawyers, and the fools who fiddle in the middle of the station are gone.
Johnny Lee for you. We're looking forward to seeing Johnny Lee and Branson here in a few weeks. And Johnny Lee and Mickey Gilley doing the Urban Cowboy Reunion Show. That's always so much fun. Sharon Kinnison and Justin Trevino have a new CD out that is so good. It's called We've Lived It Up. And I'm going to play the title track off of their CD. This song was written by Helen Carter and Kitty Wilson many years ago. And want to know you'll enjoy. Pick up a copy of this CD at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum or HeartOfTexasCountry.com.
We broke the laws of God and man.
sing to folks in our hometown. We've lived it up, now we've got to live it down. Before you steal, be sure you know the price you'll have to pay. Self-respect you can't restore when you throw it away. What we've sown, too late we both have found. We've lived it up, now we've got to live it down.
Such a great time last weekend with Wilson Fairchild. They came and did four shows for us, two in Llano and also two down in Seguin, and just a couple of fine young men. We really enjoyed hanging with them during the performances, after and before, and on the road, and all that kind of good stuff. They're, of course, the sons of Harold and Don Reed of the Statler Brothers. Man, they did such a great job on the shows last weekend. And here's one from Wilson Fairchild, a little song called Guilty.
If she's guilty, so am I. If she's forgotten how to cry, she gets lonely, don't know why. If she's guilty, so am I.
If she's changed, I'll take the blame. And if somehow she's not the same, if there's a distant look in her eye, then she's lost the will to try. If she seems bitter of other days, seems to have lost her Baptist ways. If the truth comes harder than a lie, if she's guilty, so am I.
If she's guilty, so am I. If she's forgotten how to cry, she gets lonely, don't know why. If she's guilty, so am I.
If she comes and talks to you and asks you what she should do, well, give her hope and give her help, and ask her not to blame herself. She was right,
more than wrong. We weren't weak,
we just weren't strong. So just
hold her hand and let her cry.
And if she's guilty, so am I.
If she's guilty, so am I. If she's forgotten how to cry, if she gets lonely, don't know why. If she's guilty, so am I.
If she's guilty, so am I. If she's forgotten how to cry, she gets lonely, don't know why. She's guilty, so am I. 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 If she's guilty, so
Wilson Fairchild, and She's Guilty, So Am I. Stick around for the next hour of the Hits Radio Show with more of your requests and dedications. Mr. Razzie Bailey is going to take us out of here with Anywhere There's a Jukebox and a Neon Sign.
Anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign. Anywhere there's a woman with cheating on her. First cheating woman when I was 17. Since then it's been mean old Hank. I understand the songs he sang. 'Cause anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign. Western Swing, but I can't forget the way Hank done it and those old songs he used to sing. Conway and Loretta sell the message loud and clear. They make me want to hit the dance floor, pop the top on another beer. And a flashing neon sign. Anywhere there's a woman with cheating on her mind. Anywhere there's music and warm red wine. That's where you'll find me until it's closing time.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.